Dangerously.
Hey, it's a Flex Friday, and we are at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River. Fine. There's a drone here now. The drone has arrived.
Oh, neat.
So the drone will catch Wiggy and Courtney on Outer Limits, which will arrive momentarily, I am told. You'll probably hear it as it makes its way down the river here in Fall River.
God, no flowers for me.
You know what? Flowers for Courtney.
Ew.
I mean, my Lord. Did those just get delivered here?
That is so nice. Where are they from?
Just, I don't know. I say it all the time. I probably sound like I'm repeating myself, but you guys are the most incredible audience that anybody ever was afforded on a radio show.
Florist.
Oh, isn't that? Well, somebody probably, there's a card. Read the card. It's probably from,
goodness.
Probably from Sausage Mike.
Courtney and crew, Tipsy Seagull Water. Okay. Thank you for all that you do, making our mornings enjoyable. Eddie, the flower guy from Xavier's Florist.
Oh,
thank you, Eddie.
Thank you, Eddie. Nice.
Great tan on Eddie, too.
I got a couple amazing checks here for the foundation. A couple people brought checks, $500 check and $200 check. So thank you guys for that. Thanks to Tiverton, Tiverton Fire Department dropped off a bunch of stuff. We can mention everybody. You're amazing, and you make doing this so much of a thrill. So thank you guys. Thank you guys so much.
Greg and I drove down together today.
Yes.
And it was nice. Across the street, I wasn't berated for idling too long in the airport.
No, you did a great job driving.
Would you say you're Greg's thought partner today because you shared the car?
We did. We had a lot of thoughts.
Yeah,
we were thought partners. Some of which we can't share on the radio. Too hot.
Yeah.
We were just saying, you know, I wonder what it'll be like today. You know, we thought Greg and I both said we'd gotten several messages from listeners in this part of the state. But we didn't know, and then when we pulled in at 5:35, 5:40, it was already filling up, and this is unbelievable.
Right.
There is no more flattering gesture than people changing their day to come and actually meet us and see us here.
Well, you said that this rivals a roadshow crowd.
Oh, I mean, it may be the biggest crowd.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm the only one that didn't have any juice during the break, and I have a pretty clear head.
Yeah.
Fall River, kid.
I can tell you, it looks amazing.
All right, back to the rest of the news with Courtney.
Well, back to the motorcycle guy. He did get to see the guy that opened the passenger door in time to slow down.
Yeah.
But then, of course, this led to some violence in the middle of the highway.
Yeah.
We have a video that I believe Mitch is posting for all those Twitchers right now. Here's the audio of how the fight went down.
This is not a lane. This is a lane. We're in California. We can lane switch. It's legal. I literally just passed CHP. It's on camera. You know what is illegal? Blocking me, though. That's legal. You don't have to get out of the way, but purposely blocking me is illegal.
How many people hit this car before? That's illegal.
It's like yelling at me for popping wheelies when I'm not popping wheelies. That's illegal, too. Doesn't mean I'm the one doing it.
All right. So
in California, it is.
Of course, of course it's legal.
That guy's a hoddle. Yeah, it's like when I come, you know, sometimes you jump in the breakdown lane because there's a bunch of traffic.
Right.
And it's that one guy that leans over like to stop you. It's like, buddy, just because you don't have enough balls to go down the breakdown lane, don't kill it for the rest of us.
Amen. You know, when you do this, I love you. You're one of my best friends.
I know
when
that.
When you do this, it really makes me dislike you.
Well, so you got to learn how to drive, Greg.
But Greg doesn't drive. I mean, candidly, you really have a driver 90% of the time.
I don't have a driver 90% of the
time. Okay, how are you getting to Newport from here?
On a boat.
On a boat.
Who's driving the boat?
That guy would be the driver.
Oh, okay. How did you get here?
Mike, can we have a round of applause for the owners here at Tipsy Seagull? Mike, his wife, everybody for having us here. Anyway, the breakdown lane is for a vehicle that broke down. It's not for you to try to sneak ahead of everybody else who is being respectful and waiting in line.
Well, some breakdown lanes, when there's a lot of traffic, you can drive in them.
No.
Yes, you can.
No.
Yes, you can.
On 128, they do allow that in some areas, but it's not everywhere.
But if there's not a car in the breakdown lane broken down, then it's a free lane that you drive in. And listen, if you get pulled over, you're going to get ticketed for it. But just because I got balls to get in it doesn't mean you should get in the way so I can't go down it.
I always do that.
That is the douche move.
If I see you coming up the breakdown lane, I inch my way over.
That is a douche move.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, what?
Shine, let's go to Florida.
Did we bleep that?
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami!
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Ricky, Courtney's like Phyllis on Valentine's Day.
Well, she's got a lot of flowers.
Yes.
Isn't that so nice?
Yeah, you're going to, this is going to be one of your favorites. You're going to come here. You want to come here every summer because of the flowers.
Making me emotional.
Yes, yes.
We're going to talk about 41-year-old Lauren Riley. If you're watching on Twitch right now, I believe Twitch Mitch has her mugshot up for all of you lucky folk. She was busted after having a bag in her car labeled bag of drugs when her friend was driving. She was pulled over because she wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Okay.
When the police officers looked into the car, they saw Miss Riley rummaging through a bag in the front seat labeled bag of drugs.
Okay.
I bet you can't imagine what was in this bag, but it was a smorgasbord of different types of drugs. There was crack, there was coke, there was meth, there was paraphernalia. So, of course, she was...
Advil? She has some Advil?
No, I don't think there was
any.
Don't throw that out. That's diamond.
Bag of drugs.
She was arrested and charged with drug and paraphernalia. The driver of the car was charged with open container. Okay. So, tough go for those two ladies.
She didn't want to mix up her groceries with her drug bag.
Yeah. I mean, don't you respect the honesty?
Yeah.
You do, right? Bag of drugs.
And now we're going to go to Louisiana, where 42-year-old Misty Roberts, the mayor of DeRidder, Louisiana, abruptly took a leave of absence and then resigned, which shocked locals. It's now come out that she's been charged with third-degree rape and contributing to the delinquency of juveniles. Mm. The SVU conducted interviews with two juveniles, one of which was the victim, and both juveniles confirmed that Roberts had sexual intercourse with one of them while employed as mayor. Robert's attorney, of course, saying that his client is innocent.
Okay. But she resigned.
She resigned.
Right. Her name is Misty.
Misty Roberts. Okay. Sounds like a stripper.
And yes. The epidemic of teachers doing this.
Right.
It's now the Pervert Mayor Association.
Correct.
So the mayor.
Yeah.
Married?
Doesn't say.
Has kids, it looks like. So she was having sex with underage boys.
Correct.
As the mayor.
Correct.
Politician. Right, wait,
how are we going to stop this?
You can't.
This trend is...
it's the ladies.
The vote.
The ladies like the young women. The young men.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a great segue for our final story because it's the rise of the boy toy.
Oh.
A new IPSOS poll has revealed that millennial women are now really into dating younger men. Mm-hmm. More than half of Americans aged 18 to 34 reported they see more benefits to dating or marrying someone 10 years younger. Mm. Physical attractiveness, emotional maturity, and financial freedom were cited as the main reasons. The poll found that 74% of women who dated younger men were more sexually fulfilled and experienced more fun and enjoyment in the relationship than dating someone their own age or older.
So do people look at it the same way they look at Bill Belichick, for instance? Like Madonna is 60-something and she's dating a 30-year-old.
I don't think they look at it the same way as Bill Belichick. It's sexist.
It's the exact same.
Yeah, it's the same exact thing. But people look at Kristen Cavallari and say, like, you go, girl. You're hot and you should date, you know, a guy in his young 20s. But for Bill, they look at it and say, ew, he could be your dad.
Okay. Yeah, women get the pass.
But Bill is different than 10 years. He's 72. She's 23.
But if it was Martha Stewart dating a 24-year-old, they would be like, great job, Martha.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Martha.
Yeah, I agree with Courtney.
Because of Snoop Dogg.
Well. It's 30 years, though, when it comes to Madonna and her boyfriend.
So. Right. But he's 30. It's a difference when you're 21 to 25 versus 27 to 30. If she was 30 years old, I think people would be like, whatever.
I agree.
But because she's 23, and it's like, woo. But Courtney's right. If it was a woman, they'd be like, go ahead.
You go, girl.
Yeah. All right.
That's the news. Oh, no.
Great job, Courtney. Oh, that's it.
Holy
Look
cow.
That is the boat that Wiggy and Courtney are getting on, Outer Limits. Oh, my God.
I cannot wait for this.
How did they break?
No. You know what's crazy? I was looking for it. Like, where is it thinking it's going to pull up because you can hear it? And the thing is so fast, it's on the other side of the bridge.
It flew by here doing 120 miles an hour or whatever it was.
Wow. That thing sounds like a jet.
That's like in every movie
where
somebody's being held, like a U.S. citizen is being held in a foreign country.
Now we're moving.
Oh, gosh, we're rocking now.
And all of a sudden, the Blackhawks, like, fly over the hill. And, like that's what just happened here. Yeah.
I feel like now even this boat's shaking more.
I'm going to be an ultimate woo girl during this. I'll tell you that.
All right. I think we'll get to meet the captain of Outer Limits and find out about Wiggy and Courtney's trip.
I want his resume.
At 180 miles an hour, you'll be able to
get it. Do you have a last meal you guys want?
yeah, we can get you a last meal here. All right, we're at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River on a Flex Friday. And here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Oh, gosh. I just wasn't prepared for this, if I'm being honest. Oh, we don't have any. Dear. Good. Matt Judon participated in practice yesterday after a great meeting between he and Gerard Mayo. And we did hear from Devon Godchow yesterday after his contract extension was announced. Here is a bit of that.
Yeah. You know, my wife made me realize something. Every time you're not going to get what you want, but just always be grateful for it. So I'm grateful for her words. I'm grateful for my agent working it out with the Patriots, Elliot Wolf, Matt Groh. I'm glad we got something done. You know, every time you're not going to get what you want, but just be grateful for what you have. I mean, it's just, you know, just basically guaranteed money. You know, I'm, as we know, the position I play is very brutal, double teams all the time, you know, always getting hit. So, I mean, just wanted some guaranteed money. I'm glad we got it figured out and moving forward in the right direction.
Moving forward in the right direction with him as well as Matt Judon right now, because Matt Judon did participate in practice yesterday. The Red Sox are in at Texas tonight to take on the Rangers. 8:05 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Simone Biles made history winning her second individual all-around gold 8 years after her first. Suni Lee won a bronze in the individual all-around for USA as well. Katie Ledecky won her 13th medal, becoming the most decorated female swimmer ever with her relay silver. The medal count this morning, the U.S. still leads overall medals with 38, while China leads gold with 11, the U.S. closing in on gold with 9. U.S. women's soccer will play in the quarterfinals tomorrow at 9 a.m. against Japan, while the men are playing this morning at 9 a.m. in their own quarterfinals against Morocco. Men's basketball will take the court against Puerto Rico tomorrow at 11:15. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Well done. 79 degrees could be your second-to-last trend ever. 79 degrees, sunny skies, afternoon high in the 90s.
Across the distance and spaces between us, you have come to show you. Go on. Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on.
Somewhat of a disrespectful dedication when it comes to Curtis, to Courtney, and to Wiggy with the Titanic theme song. But, I mean, I guess it is what it is. They're going to be out on the water, and anything can happen.
Hey, that thing sounds like a damn jet fighter.
So, during the break, we're at the Tipsy Seagull, by the way, in Fall River with an unbelievable bunch of people. Zero work will be done in the Fall River area today. I can tell you that much. Everybody is here. I got to say hello to my friend Judge Jay, who just came rolling over from the court and is the guy around here, the best.
In every 50-mile radius, do you know a judge?
Yeah, I know it generally. Yes, it helps.
Very good.
So during the break, though, Wiggy and Courtney went and took a look at Outer Limits, the boat, which is here now, that they will get on at 9. What are you?
I went to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't go look at it either. Russell.
Okay, so you haven't gone to see the boat yet?
No, I like my first impression to be when I'm actually getting on.
Okay, that's going to happen in half an hour at 9 is when we will have you get on the boat on Twitch and on YouTube. So if there were a day to watch this program, it would probably be today. Speaking of Twitch, and that leads me to the text line where the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937, where I have been berated by one individual for the last hour plus on my lead this morning, which was a simple question for Wiggy with regard to the New England Patriots returning to practice yesterday without pads after a day off. And so I am open to, if I am being unnecessarily critical of Gerard Mayo.
That's Gresh's side of the street.
This individual says, I'm not giving Gerard Mayo a chance. I am open to adjusting the way I talk about it. I think there is a glaring difference between the way Bill Belichick coached this football team for 20-plus years and the approach that Gerard Mayo has. That may be Gerard Mayo may be proven to have the right approach.
But don't we give a hard time to all the coaches that tried to be Bill that weren't Bill?
Yeah.
Matt Patricia, sit up when you're talking to me, or Joe Judge, or any of the litany of guys that tried to be Bill and they weren't Bill. And you know what? If Gerard Mayo fails this year, he and Bill Belichick will be the exact same. Until you have a quarterback, you can't coach in today's NFL. So, yes, he's opening himself up for failure, and I'm sorry, terms for critique, by not doing things the same way Bill Belichick did. And if the season starts and they're undisciplined and they're making mistakes and they're all those things, then he will get hammered for it. But I feel like we should be celebrating the fact that he's at least trying it some way different when we ripped everybody for ripping off Bill.
Do we have a comp when it comes to the Boston Bruins and a hard-ass coach who Jake DeBrusque and others didn't want to be yelled at by. Mm-hmm. And so we acquiesced and said farewell to Bruce Cassidy, and he went and won a Stanley Cup the next year if you're a Golden Knights fan.
So I think Gerard Mayo is more like Joe Mazzulla, though. Like a player coach, a player's coach, a guy who's younger, a guy who seems like he can relate to the players, and now it will just be if Gerard Mayo can control a locker room like we saw Joe Mazzulla be able to do. Control egos, control personalities, control, you know, how these guys mesh together. That's a better comparison.
It's way different to me in the NBA when you say control a locker room. Like, I don't think Joe Mazzulla controls the locker room. I think Joe Mazzulla does what Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown want him to do.
And it works.
That's two guys.
Yeah, but
It's a lot different.
It's different, but it's difficult. What Courtney's alluding to. I mean, we know, even if we agree that Jaylen and Jason don't hate each other.
Yep.
They're very different.
Yes.
Right.
And they have people around them. They have camps. They have sensitivities. And I think specifically me, I didn't give Joe Mazzulla enough credit for what he did with that. On this, though, Wiggy, mm-hmm. I feel like Greg makes a great point that there are guys that you hear that hated Bill, whether it's Gronk or Tom Brady or other guys on the Edelman podcast, that hated playing when he was here but respected him and appreciated it when they were done.
They can't stop gushing over him now.
So, like, I feel like that the way – if I'm DeBrusque, I don't know how he feels. And I saw Cassidy win a championship with the Knights, and I got eliminated in the first round, I would feel a little bit responsible for that.
See, the difference is, though, and I think the judgment on Bill or Mayo is unfair because Bill is an old school cut from a different type of cloth of coaching style. When you look at the NFL, there aren't many coaches that have an old school mentality way of thinking, and there were no coaches or very few that are like Bill Belichick, who's been coaching since the 70s. So the way Bill had to evolve with players, and now with Mayo, who comes in as a former player from not too long ago, who understands how today's NFL is, it's night and day from what we know with Bill. Playing for Bill and playing for a younger type of coach is two different things.
It's an unfortunate thing. Everybody has to have a boss. There is a general mood that exists. No disrespect to Courtney and Shine, but there is a general mood that exists with a generation of people who don't want their boss to ever tell them what to do or to raise their voice to them. And so, let me ask you about Gerard Mayo. If you had to guess what happened after Matthew Judon stormed out, dressed him down in front of everybody, and then stormed out of there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happened? My guess is that Gerard Mayo had to go apologize to him and go say that he was sorry because Matthew Judon is not in pads and practicing and sitting on a trash can.
I don't think so.
But even if that happened, Wiggy, you make this point all the time, and you're right.
Mm-hmm.
The way you were coached is different than the way your sons are coached.
Yes.
And all the players that are entering the NFL now view Bill Belichick as a relic. Like, they get recruited, but since they're 16, they get cars, they get new locker rooms, they get everything they want.
Okay, so
you can hate that, that's fine, but that's the reality.
Okay, so Curtis, it's not a good thing with actual preseason football a week away for the Patriots to put pads on?
Yeah, but it's...
That's not a good thing.
See, but Greg, here's the problem. You want to live in two worlds. Courtney talked her lead this morning. She talked
Seaport and Nantucket.
She talked about Simone Biles. I'm from a world of playing where it's like suck it up, shake it off,
yeah,
and get out there and play.
It worked for you. It won
but,
you
but
a you, Super
but,
Bowl.
But you can't do that in today's world because Courtney's lead was, think about what her lead was about the Simone Biles and people saying she quit on her team. You have to coddle the newer.
You don't need to cut. Don't like. No. Miles didn't need to be coddled.
No. But Courtney, the way you, when I say coddle, do you have to coach and approach the new style of players differently? Because the biggest thing in today's sports world is what? Mental health issues, right? They talk about that. So yelling at me could work because I'm not from that era.
But today's athlete, you can't do that. Wiggy, it didn't work for a lot of people, and it didn't matter. Like, that's the way you get better, is somebody
but
helping you, holding you to a some sort of accountability and standard.
But even Bill Belichick changed that. Last couple years, how many times did we laugh when Bill canceled practice
right,
and did OTAs early? He's evolving because what's Bill's favorite quote? Do business as business
right,
is being done.
Yeah, I just am. I hope, you know, as a fan, I hope it works out. I hope he's here for 5 years. I hope his new approach, which is, you know, taking it easy.
This is the only Mayo you've never liked.
I hope it works.
Can you imagine me going up my rookie year, me going up to Bill Parcells and going, "Hey, Bill, I need a mental day." To Parcells. I need a mental day because that, you know, I'm feeling all these anxieties and this, that, and the other.
Don't you think it's good though that mental health has?
No, but what I'm saying is we're from a different era. That's the way you have to handle people today. Like Curtis is right. My boys are coached in a way where you have to handle them that way. Hey, what's wrong with you? Why are you feeling
you
this way?
You don't have to. People choose to.
You have to because
it's
if
the right
not,
thing to do.
If you don't, the players today, whether it's right or wrong or how you agree, are not mentally built the way we used to be built. That's why we have the Simone Biles or some of the other athletes who need that rest in mental recovery days. Right.
In an office or in a workplace, do you think it's a good thing for the entire organization when an employee is not participating in what's going on and is dressing down their manager in front of everybody?
No, but Greg, you've been in the business for a long time. Yeah. You've been in just the work field a long time.
I mean, he does look kind of funny with those keys around his neck.
Who? Right. Ken? Oh, yeah.
He's a big lanyard guy.
Ken, are you delivering a bagel to somebody?
Yeah, what are you doing there, buddy?
Went to Kurt.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much.
It's a bagel delivery. I'd like a bagel.
Yeah, me too.
You can have half.
When did we put our orders in?
Yeah, you were just standing there. But, Greg,
butter? I love butter in a bagel.
You've been in a world of how the change in the evolution of the employee and their sensitivity or what they need is different. Your bosses back in the day said, you ain't taking no day off. You want to take a day off, guess what? We'll get somebody else to do it.
Yes.
But now, hey, if you're not feeling right, the bosses say, guess what? You got to take the day off.
Now we have Flex Fridays here at the Tipsy Seagull,
right,
Fall River. This is Bob in the car. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. Greg, I'm your age, but if you were, you never were in the military, but I was in 30 years ago. Basic training now is totally different than when I went through it. They can't yell at you. They can't touch you. It's, you know what I mean? It's night and day of basically when Bill started and what the coaches thought nowadays are. It is the sanctity.
Yeah.
You cannot do anything to harm the player. You can't talk back to him. You can't scream at him. It's basically the same thing in high school sports, everything. It was different than me and you went to school than going now.
Right.
You know what I mean? The kids could get together and get the coach fired off a high school team now.
He's spot on. Like, my best friend who I went to high school with went back to Rivers to coach linebackers or defense, whatever. He quit after a year because the parents were telling him he was being too mean.
Yeah. That's the world that we...
But you think it's a good thing.
No. Listen, I'm not saying it's a good thing.
We didn't create it. We're just living in it.
You do sound a little bit, Wiggy, like you're an old head that's screaming about how hard we had it and you guys have it so easy. It's like, it's good that we changed, we evolved from a place where people were berated constantly, especially, again, I'm going to go back to the Simone Biles documentary, the way that they talked about MARTA and the way that MARTA dealt with the U.S. Olympians and the women and the way that she put them down and they, if they didn't feel well, if they were hurt, they either participated or they didn't, and nobody wanted to tell her that they were hurt, so they just did whatever
That's
not good.
I guess there are still some people left who go to work when they're sick. I hate to break it to you.
I do.
Yeah.
You do.
Right. So, Courtney, but Greg, to Courtney's point, but that's how we were coached. Parcells, you get hurt, Parcells said, drag his ass off the field. We're practicing here. Right.
It worked pretty well for him.
I think the sensitivity and whatever word you want to use, so I might use softness as the athlete said, that's just the way we raised them. We have to be sensitive because if not, like the caller said, they'll go complain to whoever, hey, the coach is being mean to me.
Yeah. And I would just say, if you sent a text like Dino used to send text to me, you'd be fired. And that's a good thing. There are some things that evolve.
Yep.
That the workplace is not quite what it used to be.
What would he say in his text message?
Oh, boy. The biggest douche move he used to do is he'd send crickets, like the word, if I hadn't replied within 2 to 3 minutes. So at like 9 at night.
That is pretty classic.
My phone is popping, and it's John just saying crickets, crickets, crickets.
Yeah. I don't
say thank you enough, Greg.
At least you weren't told to show more boobs.
You never know. When he got drunk. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Curtis, I mean, I don't like to talk about myself, but really, I saved your life.
You did?
All right.
You're my big life raft.
What is going on here? There's nachos being delivered. My God, this is fantastic. Can we have a round of applause? What are these?
Bring some home for me.
Wow.
Crab Rangoon?
I love Crab Rangoon.
Crab Rangoon nachos?
Look at the Crab Rangoon.
Wow.
My Lord. The diet is going to this is going to kill me, Shyam.
This is the last thing I would recommend eating before going on a boat going on.
Wow.
Yes.
Shyam, how do those Rangoons look?
Oh, God. They look so, I love Twitch? Crab Rangoons.
Yeah.
These are Crab Rangoon nachos, though, right?
Kind of, yeah. That's cool. Yeah. All right. We're going to meet the man who will have our beloved teammates' lives in his hands momentarily. The captain of Outer Limits will join us next. We'll find out how fast this thing is going to go, where it's going to go, how you will be properly strapped in, all of it.
And I would just like to say, I love you, Courtney. I love you, Wiggy. It's been a blast.
It really has.
Thank you for everything.
All right. So we will meet the man who will take Wiggy and Courtney up to 180 miles per hour nautically. Coming up next from the Tipsy Seagull, Fall Riviera, the South Coast, here on WEEI.
Said I'd like to know when you got the notion to rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Shyam, I could be wrong. I'm not often. Okay. I believe that top 40 hit from the 1970s was performed by the Hughes Corporation.
The Hughes.
Well done, Gregory. Nailed that one.
Okay.
Great song.
Can we do a PSA? We have headphones on, so if you come up, we can't hear you when we're in the middle of the segment.
That is true, yes. But, I mean, there are a lot of people.
A lot of people.
You guys are the best listeners anybody's ever had in the entire
world. Unbelievable.
We're at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River. It's a Flex Friday.
And bad news for Courtney, Wiggy's pounding these nachos.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea. I haven't even had a bite of them until after. But
you.
Good news,
I
just received
there on
some rosaries.
Empty stomach.
So there's a whole beautiful complex here in Fall River where Well, in the shadow of the bridge, the Braga Bridge, Battleship Cove is right next door with some incredible World War II and Vietnam War era battleships over there. Wiggy is sampling the crab nachos from Pier 52, which is right over there, an unbelievable restaurant. Those came over here this morning. I also noticed your beverage number one this morning. What are you?
Pina colada.
Oh my
okay,
god!
Okay, pina colada.
Pina colada
with a floater.
Be milk?
Huh?
Did you get a floater?
What would you put in that?
You got a rum floater. You got to.
I don't know.
Okay.
Floater terrible. Doesn't usually have a good connotation around the water.
Listen, I'm about to go 175, 80 miles an hour.
You are.
Yeah, I need to at least.
Courtney's face.
And let me. Well, you're worried about him eating all that stuff and then throwing up on you.
Yes, I am.
That is a horrible combination.
Like Chris in the truck, very nice to get him a pina colada that's milk-based. He's going to be like gurgling in this hot weather.
I'll let you know, Courtney, I can get to the side of the boat.
Okay, I was given rosaries, so God is with us.
Thank God.
To find out what we need to know, what Wiggy and Courtney need to know before they get on Outer Limits, please welcome Dan. Round of applause for Dan.
Thanks for having us.
And I saw Dan doing shots, which is good.
Dan, you are the – get that mic right up. You are the captain. Would I call you the captain of Outer Limits?
In a sense, yeah. General
you
manager.
You got to bring that right up to your mouth. Yes.
Of the company and crash test dummy. I test all the boats and see what they can do and put them through their paces.
So. Okay. So this particular – I was referring to it as a cigarette boat. But it's not – that's a brand, right? So this is a different – this is Outer Limits.
Correct.
How do I explain that as I'm not a nautical person.
So that's like everyone calls a tissue a Kleenex.
Okay.
You know, it's a brand. You know,
okay.
But it's a tissue. So cigarette is a competing brand.
Okay.
Much slower brand.
Yeah.
we go a lot faster than they do.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been in business for over 30 years building state-of-the-art high-performance boats, you know, the finest money can buy right out of here in Bristol, Rhode Island, which is kind of right across the bay there.
Awesome.
And
how long would it take you to get from here to Bristol, Rhode Island? Top speed.
Yeah, like 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I love Bristol, Rhode Island. There.
How fast – well, first of all, how much? Like, if I wanted to buy Outer Limits – how much would that cost me?
So we build boats from 29 feet up to 52 feet in length. You know, the 29-footer starts about $500,000 and get up to, you know, $2 million.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Good. That's right in Greg's wheelhouse.
A couple million bucks for that. How fast will Outer Limits do?
It all depends on power packages. I mean, we build boats with outboards.
This is
a wide
the
array of
SV43.
Correct, SV43.
Okay. How fast will the SV43 do?
So this boat here is powered by a pair of Mercury Racing 1,350 horsepower motors, 2,700 horsepower on the water.
That's a lot of horsepower.
You know, right now, current configuration, it runs in about the 150s.
Okay.
it had some more horsepower when we set the record 10 years ago at over 180.
You went 180 miles in this particular boat 10 years ago.
I personally didn't.
Somebody did.
We had a guy that does a lot of racing on some of the teams for us, and we did it actually in North Carolina on a measured kilometer course. So it's called a kilo record. So you basically, it's a measured kilometer that you enter the trap as fast as you can go, and you got to exit the trap as fast as you can go.
Right.
And it's the average of the two speeds to get, you know, your speed. So we did that down on the Pimlico River in North Carolina and ended up with a little over 180. So we broke the current record by about 10 miles an hour.
And,
wow.
And it's awesome. And honestly, having you, it's, I've heard a lot about you, and I want to tell you that you, it seems like you have recovered incredibly since the horrible accident you had piloting this boat just a few months ago.
Oh, yeah.
So that's very comforting to Wiggy and to Courtney.
I said crash test dummy. You know, someone's got to see what
Dan,
I can do.
I have an event tomorrow, Legendary Sports Collectibles, from noon to 2.
So you want to be there?
I want to be there. There's a little cashish.
Yeah.
So keep us safe, all straightaways.
Yeah.
That's it.
How will they, will Courtney and Wiggy be standing up?
No. So this is what we call a sit-down boat. So it's basically just like your car. It's got 5 seats in it that you sit down full time.
Okay.
It's usually fully enclosed. It has 2 hatches. We did take the hatches off just in case you're claustrophobic.
Yes, I am claustrophobic.
I'm actually happier that we're going to have fresh air.
So get some fresh air to you.
Will I have a seatbelt?
There are seat belts in it if you want to put them on.
A helmet?
First of all,
you don't need a helmet.
That's not comforting. That's alarming. Okay? Most boats don't require seat belts. Right. I know you're comforted by it, but it's alarming.
Yeah. If we're doing $1.50, the seatbelt's not going to help much.
Thanks.
Yeah,
that's true.
How fast do you think you'll be able to get it going with them in it?
120.
Probably, hopefully, 140s.
Woohoo!
To shoot for, so.
I can't. I love you guys for doing this.
Do you have complete control of the accelerator? So if we feel like we're getting a little nervous and we say, hey, slow down this MF, we can get down very, you know.
I have selective hearing.
Okay.
Right. I love it.
We are, this will all be on Twitch and on YouTube.
Sick and twisted people on Twitch. What? We're over 2,000 viewers right now.
What are they saying?
Just like, oh, you know, oh God, this could be interesting. I mean, everyone's talking about my dress. I'm putting a t-shirt over it. I'm sickos.
Oh, they're hoping your dress flies off.
Yeah.
I love how fast you have to court together.
Yes.
Not that you'd have any experience with this, but how fast do you have to get it going for dresses to fly off? Bikini tops.
We would set the record on Twitch though, Courtney. Yeah. Think about that.
Right? Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that's good to be for the show.
Yeah.
I'll take my shirt off of me. I know
a lot of boobs.
Wiggy okay with sunglasses or would those fly off?
No, you're basically sitting down in the boat, so it's got a full wraparound windshield, so sunglasses are fine. Right. It is tinted though, so.
Right. No, I'll take them off.
All right.
But on or off?
I want to lose those Oakleys. Okay.
Is there a place for me to stick my phone?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Ooh. And what will be the route? Like where are we going?
We'll probably load up, head out of the marina.
Okay. And then come flying back by.
Come flying by. I kind of did earlier. That was about 130 when I came in earlier.
When you came in, that was 130 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I'm getting a little nervous.
All right, well, you guys should do a couple of shots.
I really am.
Oh, man. This is. But you know what, Wiggy? Like, you are overcoming a fear.
Woo!
Like, there are people who
is it hot out here?
People who live their whole lives, and we all have fears. All
right. Yeah.
And some people are never able to overcome them, and you're going to do that momentarily on the show. Yeah. And it could be.
And you know what? We're going out doing what we love.
You're going out doing what you love. You were not afraid.
No, I love boats. I love boats. It's just you guys talking about it has made me. I came in here today so excited.
Yeah.
And then as we talked about it, I'm like a little shaky.
Yeah, it is.
And when you hear it, it's like, you know, I love the sound of power, but I like to just watch it or
he's
drive
doing the whole.
Oh, you're gonna feel it.
All right.
Does anybody ever get ill when they're on it or?
Sometimes, yeah. You know.
Do you have any bags?
Should they take Dramamine? Or
I don't think it's gonna do it. No, no.
Usually the Dramamine's for slow rocking. We're gonna be going so fast, you're not gonna get seasick. Yeah.
Well, when you sell this one, you could say it has a crab rangoon nachos interior.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We tried to do it on the outside of the boat. That's for the seagulls, you know.
Yeah. Outside. All right. Well, I can't wait. Dan, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
All right. Very nice
Off
meeting you.
Go.
Good knowing you.
You're going to have our friends, lives, and futures in your hands in a few minutes. So please be careful with them.
Yeah.
Always.
A lot of people they depend on me. Yeah. So, Dan.
Yes. Be careful with them. But scare the F out of them.
There are still 15 people in Massachusetts that don't have a Wiggy autograph, so we need to get there tomorrow.
All right. I can't wait. We're going to do it next. So if you...
Woo!
All right. God love you, too.
If you have the time, go right now to Twitch. Follow WEEI. Do the same thing on...
FaceTime Harry.
On YouTube. Yeah, say goodbye to Harry and Santo. And if anything bad happens, tell Santo I got a spot for him at lunch in Newport. when we come back from the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River, Wiggy and Courtney in Outer Limits on a Flex Friday at WEEI. I could be wrong. I'm not often. Okay. I believe that top 40 hit from the 1970s was performed by the Hughes Corporation.
The Hughes.
Well done, Gregory. Nailed that one.
Okay.
Great song.
Can we do a PSA? We have headphones on, so if you come up, we can't hear you when we're in the middle of the segment.
That is true, yes. But, I mean, there are a lot of people.
A lot of people.
You guys are the best listeners anybody's ever had in the entire
Unbelievable.
World. Right, we are at the Tipsy. We're at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River. It's a Flex Friday.
And bad news for Courtney, Wiggy's pounding these nachos.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea. I haven't even had a bite of them until after. But
you.
Good news,
I
just
out
received
there on
some rosaries.
Empty stomach.
So there's a whole beautiful complex here in Fall River. We're in the shadow of the bridge, the Braga Bridge. Battleship Cove is right next door with some incredible World War II and Vietnam War era battleships over there. Wiggy is sampling the crab nachos from Pier 52, which is right over there, an unbelievable restaurant. Those came over here this morning. I also noticed your beverage number one this morning. What are you?
Pina colada.
Oh my god.
Okay, pina colada.
Pina colada.
With a floater?
Milk?
Huh?
Did you get a floater?
What would you put in that?
You got a rum floater?
I don't know.
Okay.
Floater doesn't usually have a good connotation around the water.
Listen, I'm about to go 175, 80 miles an hour.
You are?
Yeah, I need to at least.
Courtney's face.
And let me. Well, you're worried about him eating all that stuff and then throwing up on you.
Yes, I am.
That is a horrible combination.
Chris in the truck, very nice to get him a pina colada that's milk-based. He's going to be gurgling in this hot weather.
I'll let you know, Courtney, I can get to the side of the boat.
Okay, I was given rosaries, so God is with us.
Thank God.
To find out what we need to know, what Wiggy and Courtney need to know before they get on Outer Limits, please welcome Dan. Round of applause for Dan.
Thanks for having us.
And I saw Dan doing shots, which is good.
Dan, you are the – get that mic right up. You are the captain. Would I call you the captain of Outer Limits?
In a sense, yeah. General
you
manager.
You got to bring that right up to your mouth. Yes.
Of the company and crash test dummy. I test all the boats and see what they can do and put them through their paces.
So. Okay. So this particular – I was referring to it as a cigarette boat. But it's not – that's a brand, right? So this is a different – this is Outer Limits.
Correct.
How do I explain that as I'm not a nautical person.
So that's like everyone calls a tissue a Kleenex.
Okay.
You know, it's a brand. You know,
okay.
It's a tissue. So cigarette is a competing brand.
Okay.
Much slower brand.
Yeah.
we go a lot faster than they do.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been in business for over 30 years building state-of-the-art high-performance boats, you know, the finest money can buy right out of here in Bristol, Rhode Island, which is kind of right across the bay there.
Awesome.
And
how long would it take you to get from here to Bristol, Rhode Island? Top speed.
Yeah, like 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I love Bristol,
literally
Rhode Island.
Right there.
How fast – well, first of all, how much? Like, if I wanted to buy Outer Limits – how much would that cost me?
So we build boats from 29 feet up to 52 feet in length. You know, the 29 footer starts about $500,000 and get up to, you know, $2 million.
Okay.
Oh, good. That's right in Greg's wheelhouse.
A couple million bucks for that. How fast will Outer Limits do?
It all depends on power packages. I mean, we build boats with outboards.
This is
a wide
the
array of
SV43.
Correct, SV43.
Okay. How fast will the SV43 do?
So this boat here is powered by a pair of Mercury Racing 1,350 horsepower motors, 2,700 horsepower on the water.
That's a lot of horsepower.
You know, right now, current configuration, it runs in about the 150s.
Okay.
It had some more horsepower when we set the record 10 years ago at over 180.
You went 180 miles in this particular boat 10 years ago.
I personally didn't.
Somebody did.
We had a guy that does a lot of racing on some of the teams for us, and we did it actually in North Carolina on a measured kilometer course. So it's called a kilo record. So you basically, it's a measured kilometer that you enter the trap as fast as you can go, and you got to exit the trap as fast as you can go.
Right.
And it's the average of the two speeds to get, you know, your speed. So we did that down on the Pimlico River in North Carolina and ended up with a little over 180. So we broke the current record by about 10 miles an hour.
And,
wow.
And it's awesome. And honestly, having you, I've heard a lot about you, and I want to tell you that you. It seems like you have recovered incredibly since the horrible accident you had piloting this boat just a few months ago.
Oh yeah,
so that's very comforting to Wiggy and to Courtney.
Oh, I said crash test dummy. You know, someone's got to see what
Dan,
you can do.
I have an event tomorrow, legendary sports collectibles, from noon to 2.
So you want to be there?
I want to be there because it's a little cashish.
Yeah.
So keep. Keep us safe, all straightaways.
Yeah,
that's it.
How will Courtney and Wiggy be standing up?
No,
So this is what we call a sit-down boat. So it's basically just like your car. It's got five seats in it that you sit down full time. Okay. It's usually fully enclosed. It has two hatches. We did take the hatches off just in case you're claustrophobic.
Yes, I am claustrophobic.
I'm actually happier that we're going to have fresh air.
So get some fresh air to you.
Will I have a seatbelt?
There are seatbelts in it if you want to put them on.
A helmet?
First of all,
you don't need a helmet.
That's not comforting. That's alarming. Okay? Most boats don't require seatbelts. Right. I know you're comforted by it, but it's alarming.
Yeah. If we're doing $1.50, the seatbelt's not going to help much.
Thanks.
Yeah,
that's true.
How fast do you think you'll be able to get it going with them in it?
120.
Probably, hopefully, 140s.
Woohoo!
To shoot for, so.
I can't. I love you guys for doing this.
Do you have complete control of the accelerator? So if we feel like we're getting a little nervous and we say, hey, slow down this MF, we can get down very, you know.
I have selective hearing.
Okay.
Right. I love it.
We are, this will all be on Twitch and on YouTube.
Sick and twisted people on Twitch. We're over 2,000 viewers right now.
What are they saying?
Just like, oh, you know, oh God, this could be interesting. I mean, everyone's talking about my dress. I'm putting a t-shirt over it. I'm sickos.
Oh, they're hoping your dress flies off.
Yeah.
I love how frazzled court together.
Yes.
Not that you'd have any experience with this, but how fast do you have to get it going for dresses to fly off? Bikini tops.
We would set the record on Twitch, though, Courtney. Yeah. Think about that.
Right? Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that could be for the show.
Yeah,
I'll take my shirt off of me. I know what
a lot of boobs.
Wiggy okay with sunglasses, or would those fly off?
No, you're basically sitting down in the boat, so it's got a full wraparound windshield, so sunglasses are fine. Right. It is tinted, though, so.
Okay. No, I'll take them off.
All right.
But on or off?
I want to lose those Oakleys. Okay.
Is there a place for me to stick my phone? There
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Ooh. And what will be the route? Like where are we going?
We'll probably load up, head out of the marina.
Okay. And then come flying back by?
Come flying by. I kind of did earlier. That was about 130 when I came in earlier.
When you came in, that was 130 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I'm getting a little nervous.
All right, well, you guys should do a couple of shots.
I really am.
Oh, man. This is... But you know what, Wiggy? Like, you are overcoming a fear.
Woo!
Like, there are people who...
Is it hot out here?
People who live their whole lives, and we all have fears. All
right. Yeah.
And some people are never able to overcome them, and you're going to do that momentarily on the show. Yeah. And it could be
And you know what? We're going out doing what we love.
You're going out doing what you love. You were not afraid.
No, I love boats. I love boats. It's just you guys talking about it has made me... I came in here today so excited.
Yeah.
And then as we talked about it, I'm like... A little shaky.
Yeah, shaky.
And when you hear it, it's like, you know, I love the sound of power, but I like to just watch it or drive
the whole.
Oh, you're gonna feel it.
All right.
Does anybody ever get ill when they're on it, or?
Sometimes, yeah, you know.
Do you have any bags?
Should they take Dramamine?
I don't think it's gonna do it.
No,
usually the Dramamine's for slow rocking. We're gonna be going so fast, you're not gonna get seasick. Yeah.
Well, when you sell this one, you could say it has a crab rangoon nachos interior.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we tried to do it on the outside of the boat. That's for the seagulls, you know.
Yeah. Outside. All right. Well, I can't wait. Dan, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
All right. Very nice
Off
meeting
you.
Go. Good knowing you.
You're going to have our friends' lives and futures in your hands in a few minutes. So please be careful with them.
Yeah.
Always.
Okay. A lot of people they depend on me.
Yeah.
So, Dan.
Yeah. Be careful with them. But scare the F out of them.
There are still 15 people in Massachusetts that don't have a Wiggy autograph, so we need to get there tomorrow.
All right. I can't wait. We're going to do it next. So if you...
Woo!
All right. God love you, too.
If you have the time, go right now to Twitch. Follow WEEI. Do the same thing on...
FaceTime Harry.
On YouTube. Yeah, say goodbye to Harry and Santo. And if honestly, if anything bad happens, tell Santo I got a spot for him at lunch in Newport. when we come back from the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River, Wiggy and Courtney in Outer Limits on a Flex Friday at WEEI.